Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach. Today, we're going to talk about change your attitude, change your life. This topic is really exciting for me because I could see the difference when people do that, when they change their attitude. They have changed their life. So it really is important. Today we'll be talking about how your attitude really affects your life. Yes, your attitude does affect your life. I hear people say things like, life happens to me, life is so unfair, or why does everything happen to me? I ask them, did you ever stop and think just maybe the common factor is you and the way you handle things? Maybe the problem is how you approach life. On today's show, I will discuss how you could see the difference between a good attitude and a poor attitude, how it really affects you, and simple steps you could take today to start improving your attitude and see the changes happen in your life. If things aren't going your way in your life or your business, you definitely don't want to miss this show. So a couple of things, if you get a piece of paper and pen, because you're going to want to write down notes. And the second thing is, from last week's show, I got some feedback, and it was funny. You know, so I want to put a disclaimer out there. Sometimes, I don't know how it happens, I really just speak from the heart. And I just, whatever comes to mind is what I say. And it was so funny because one of my friends who was listening to the show, she was cracking up so much. I'm telling you, I was listening to her. She was laughing. So I'm putting a disclaimer out there that, you know, if you're drinking something or eating something during my show, I really think you should put it down, okay? Because I'm going to say what comes to mind, and I will make you laugh. I'm sorry, but I just say it the way it is. So just to let you know that, I don't want anybody choking out there because I do say it just the way it is, and that's who I am. So my attitude really is this is who I am, and this is I say it like it is. So just to give you a little disclaimer out there. Speaking of last week's show, was hysterical because that same friend who told me what happened, she had a friend of hers listen to the show who was not an entrepreneur. Okay, she was not an entrepreneur. So she's sitting there, you know, and, you know, she's listening to the show, and people who are entrepreneurs, who have the entrepreneurial spirit, they understood the show and they were laughing. You know, everybody who has that. But this particular person was like, oh my God. This person has anger issues, did not get anything. It just went way above their head, you know, did not get the idea or anything about what was going on, you know. And it was like if, you know, it was like, hello, you know. So it's funny how people's perceptions of things really affect what's going on in their life. You know, you have to have that entrepreneurial spirit to really understand some of the things I talk about. I do talk about things that are affect people who have everyday jobs and, you know, everyday careers, but a lot of what I talk about is for entrepreneurs. So if you don't get it, don't feel bad, because there are some people out there who are, you know, it's geared for, you know, for the entrepreneurs, but, you know, I do try to cover some of the things for people who have jobs. I'm sorry, I don't have a job. I'm my own boss. So I sometimes tend to forget, you know, how it is to have a job, how it is to have someone I have to account to, you know, when I have, you know, when I could get there, you know, what time I have to wake up, what time I have to leave, when I have to ask for a time off, when I, you know, I don't have to count to anybody. I count to me. I'm my own boss, and, you know, it's just kind of hard, you know, to remember that. So, but anyway, let's talk about attitude, okay? When, you know, attitude is always a player on your team, and I'm talking about a team in your life. If you have a poor-ass attitude, like this morning I talked to somebody, you know, he's in school, and he's over in Ireland, and he's going, you know, through, he's in college, okay? And I asked him, I haven't talked to him in a long time, I said, hey, how are you doing? And he's not feeling well. And he says, well, you know, my classes are, you know, if I could get past this, if not, my classes are going to kill me, something like that, he put. So I said, well, it's all on your perspective, you know, on how you think. And what I meant to say, you know, what I meant by that was, you know, if you don't think of it being so bad, if your attitude's not that it's so bad, that you'll get past it even though you're not feeling well. And it was like, well, why do you have to be so preachy? And it wasn't that I was trying to be preachy. What I was trying to say is, like, if you look at things in a different light with a different perspective, then you could just get over that particular hump that you're going through, that particular problem that you're going through. So, you know, it was just like, he goes, you know, he just got really, really nasty. So I told him, I said, you don't have to be so nasty. I said, who the hell pissed in your cornflakes? I said, well, do me a favor, have a nice day. You know, get better and have a nice day. Bye. You know, and then he realized that his attitude, I wasn't going to put up with his attitude, because I'm not. I don't put up with anybody's attitudes anymore. You know, if I used to, I'll be honest with you, years ago I did, but I don't do it anymore. I don't have to. You know, when you work for somebody, sometimes you got to put up with people's attitudes. When I was a visiting nurse, I had to put up with people's attitudes. I had to put up with the manager's attitudes. I had to put up with the patient's attitudes. I don't have to do that. You know, like I said, I'm my own boss. I don't have to put up with my team members' attitudes. You know, if you're having a bad day, do yourself a favor. Get off, you know, the computer. Go sit down somewhere. Go take a walk, whatever, because I'm not putting up with it. You know, I understand you're having a bad day. That's all well and good. Not that it's good that you're having a bad day, but you go ahead and keep it to yourself. You know, if you want to be in a piss-ass mood, go right ahead, but you're not going to take it out on me. I'm not going to allow that. And see, a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people don't pull the people to the mat and say, hey, wait a minute, you can't do that. You could have a bad attitude, but you cannot impose that on me. See, when you're working for someone, you can't go and tell your boss and say, hey, wait a minute, you can't have a poor-ass attitude and take it out on me, because you're afraid of jeopardizing your job. So you kind of take this. And a lot of these bosses have ego problems, okay? And that's kind of where you're stressed out, because you're putting up with their crap, so you're bringing that home. Your family's putting up with it because they're scared of how you're going to react, and it's just a vicious, vicious cycle. You know, rotten attitude, if it's left alone, it runs everything. It really, really does. You know, have you ever walked in a room and there's somebody with a really badass attitude? It's like all of a sudden silence in the room. The same thing, like if you're working and you're strategizing, you know, we mastermind a lot. You know, I talk to my uplines and we mastermind, and, you know, with different team members. If one of them has a bad attitude, you know, let's say there's something going on in their personal life, and things happen, don't get me wrong. You can't be Mary Poppins every day. It ain't going to happen. Sorry, I had to get something to drink. It's not going to happen. You know, there's going to be days when you're going to be in a funky mood. That's fine. That's a day, you know what, you take a personal mental health day and you say, you know what, I'm not going to be good for anybody. And you just take off. That's the good thing about working from home. You just take off and you just, you know, take the time to, why am I, you know, analyze, why are you in that mood? What is really bothering you, and what could you do to make the situation better? Yes, there's times where life happens. There's times when things happen financially, you know, or health-wise. You know, when I got diagnosed with the cancer, do you think I was in a happy mood about it? No. But you know what? I didn't sit there and say, oh, my God, I got cancer. It's the end of the world, so let me go ahead, lie down. I might as well lie down now because I'm going to lie down in the coffin, you know, kind of thing. You can't do that. It happened. Okay, so what are we going to do about it proactively? You know, what am I going to do with my life now? That's the kind of attitude you have to have. You can't have the woe is me attitude, because that ain't going to get you any place. It's not. You know, attitude, it's an individual thing. Your attitude, it really affects your potential. They go hand in hand. The attitude determines your success or failure. Our attitude determines our approach to life. If you have a nasty attitude, you're going to have a nasty life. I don't care what anybody says. If you look at things, you know, my aunt used to look at things not like a glass half empty. She used to look at it half full. She always did. She always looked for the betterment in life. You know, and it's really important that you do that. Your attitude also determines your relationship with people. Did you ever have a family member that as soon as they came into the house, they'd be like, oh, you're wearing that shirt today. Oh, that really doesn't match. Oh, I see you cooked that again. They always have something to say, and it's never something nice. Do you really want that person visiting on special occasions? No. Do you call that person to say to find out how they're doing? No. You don't want really nothing to do with that person because that person's a downer. You know, you don't want to be around people who are negative and who have a poor attitude. So what happens is, you distance yourself from that person. The same thing like when you're on the phone. If somebody calls you up all the time, oh, my God, let me tell you what happened. Oh, my God, this is what happened. If they're constantly calling you with negativity, after a while you just don't want to hear it and you don't pick up the phone. It's because that's all that is in their life is that attitude. You know, your attitude can turn a problem into a blessing. It really could. You know, sometimes you look at something and it sounds like it's the worst thing in the world, and maybe it's a blessing in disguise, but it's all on how you look at it. You know, you could confront a difficult situation and you could turn, if you have a good attitude, a good outstanding attitude, you could make the best of it while you're going through that difficult situation. Why make that situation even more difficult than what it is? It doesn't make sense. You know, in our industry, in our profession as network marketers, it's really amazing. I see people, you know, you have these so-called gurus that are out there that they have these ego problems, they have these attitudes, and it makes me laugh because it's like, are you serious? Why in the world would you think that you're better than God? You know, really, why would you think, you know, you may have the talent of knowing SEO, you know, that search engine optimization, if you're not aware of that, or you know how to send email marketing, whatever. But you may have that talent, but your attitude really outweighs your talent. Because there's people out there who have the same talent or even better, but their attitude is going to surpass you. People can work with them over you. You may have that name that people know all about you, but if you have a bad attitude, forget it. Nobody wants to work with you. They want nothing to do with you, you know? And the other thing is, like, you know, your attitude could really affect your team. You know, we have upline, you know. She has a wonderful personality. She has a heart, okay? And she has some other person in her life who, you know, this person has, you know, called her on about it like, oh, you know, she did a random act of kindness. Okay, let's just put it that way. She did a random act of kindness. And this other person says, oh, well, I wouldn't do that. And she told that person, well, I have a heart. And you know what? For her having a heart, she's doing quite well in what she's doing in life because of that. She did a random act of kindness. I mean, you know, she has that attitude. She gives of her heart. She's just a genuine person. So, again, that attitude is what makes a difference. Your attitude is not automatically good because you're a religious person. You know, there's people out there who are what we call holy rollers that they dictate to you about the Bible and, you know, that, I go to church every day, so I got a good attitude. No, that don't matter. You can go to church all you want. But if you go and you say, well, I go to church all the time and I have self-importance because I'm a child of God and I'm this and I'm that and I'm this and I'm that, that's not a good attitude. That's not. You know, you have to remember that you have to have a servant's heart, not that you are this and you are that. That is one of the, you know, pride is one of the deadly sins. So, you know, when I hear, you know, people that, you know, who are religious people and they go on boasting about themselves, that's not a good attitude. That's ego. So you have to keep that in check. You know, your formation of attitude, there's different stages where attitude is developed. It's developed in your childhood, and it's developed with your personality, your environment, who you hang out with, your exposure to new experiences, who you're associated with, your physical appearance, who you marry, that all has a lot to do with it. you know, what kind of cultivates your attitude. It makes a big difference. So, you know, sometimes it's like, where did this person, they may have a wonderful family, and you met their family, and it's like, where did that person come from? Sometimes it's something that happened in their childhood or something that happened that just, you know, did something to them that just changed their attitude, that just traumatized them. You know, you want to, with your attitude, you want to start putting these kind of words in your vocabulary. You want to put, I can, I will. You want to expect the best. I know, I will make the time. You want to start putting positive into your attitude. You know, like I said, you can't be Mary Poppins every day, and that's fine. Nobody expects you to be, because that would be a little weird. You know, every day is, I got a positive attitude. Everything's wonderful. Oh, I got hit by a car. Oh, that's a wonderful thing. Or yes, the house fell apart. Oh, that's wonderful. We had an earthquake. I mean, come on. No, I'm not saying that, but you have to start looking at things in a different perspective. If you have an attitude every day that everything's going wrong, everything's horrible, everything's going to be horrible, because what you think of the most is your reality. It really is your reality, whether you want to face it or not. If you keep constantly saying out there, excuse me, I got to get water. Okay, sorry. If you keep constantly saying out there that, oh, boy, here it is, it's going to happen to me again. Oh, there you go. Didn't I tell you? Yeah, you did tell me. That's why it's happening. I don't care what anybody says. It is true, the power of words. If you look at, you know, impeccable, you got to be impeccable with your words. If you look at the four agreements, I mean, this has been written since dirt about your words. Your words have power, okay? They do have power, because think about, you know, in history, all the things that have been written in history, they do have power. People remember words that were written, okay? They still have that feeling. They affect people's souls, words. You know, you could say something to somebody, and it could affect them, that it changed something in their life that affected them for the rest of their life. You know, it could create a chain of events that you wouldn't even realize by something you said to someone. So you really have to be careful with the words you're saying. And especially if you're doing self-sabotage to yourself, that is huge. You have to be careful with your attitude towards yourself and with your attitude towards others. Others will not want to be around you if you have a bad attitude. There is no way in hell they want to be around you. So you have to get rid of I can't, if, I don't think, I don't have the time, maybe, I'm afraid of, I don't believe, it's impossible. How do you know it's impossible if you don't try it? You have to start believing you can. I have seen so many people that have actually talked themselves out of things that they could have done. Because really, look at the things around you. You know, when you see successful people, you know, in business, in their careers, they're not better than you. They're not. What is the only thing that's different? You see people that are of the same ethnic background, that are male, that are female, that are short, that are tall, that are thin, that are heavy, whatever, that they have done what you want to do. What is the only thing different from you? Think about it. It's your attitude. If you set your mind that you're going to do something and really, really, really plant it in your mind, focused, that that's what you're going to do, you're going to do it. You know, it was funny because one of my uplines, he told me, he said, you know, if you keep straight focused that this is what you're going to do and you become unrecruitable, he goes, and he says, people are going to be coming to you. They're going to be asking you, what are you doing? And when you tell them this is the only thing that you're doing, they're going to want to know what you're doing. And it's like a magnet. My husband told me, He goes, he says, yeah, people want to know what you're doing because they are starting to see the success in what you're doing, and they want to be a part of that. And it's true. It's true. People want to follow leaders. They want to follow people who are successful. But if you have a bad attitude, why the hell do they want to follow you? They don't want to follow you. Why? So they could have the same attitude you have? One of the things that I would suggest, if you're having a major problem with your attitude, is to pick up John Maxwell's Attitude 101, What Every Leader Needs to Know. Because if you want to be a leader, you really, really, really need to look at this book, okay? A lot of the information that I'm giving you today is also, it's from experience, but it's also from this book. Again, it's John Maxwell, Attitude 101, What Every Leader Needs to Know, okay? He has little short books. He has one on relationships. He has one on leadership. He has these little, they're very short. They're about 100 pages, but I'm going to tell you something. They give you these little snippets, and if you really are having a problem with that attitude, you have to put it in check, because you're not going to succeed in this business. And if you have been told that you have a bad attitude and you don't change it, guess what? You're doing damage to yourself and to your legacy. You know, I know some people that I've seen in the industry that have been told multiple times that they have bad attitudes and they refuse to change because they have big egos. Well, guess what? You know, sometimes you're listening to my show, it's for a reason. Somebody will send you my link to my show, it's for a reason. They're trying to get through to you. You know, I have, my upline. He had a problem. He doesn't have a problem. This person has a problem that is in his organization. The person got into the business, and that's why I'm not mentioning who the upline is or the business. Got into the business, came all in, and, you know, figured, okay, bought the position, got in and got his family in and says, okay, I'm in. But doesn't do anything, does not do a darn thing, doesn't come to any of the events, doesn't come to any calls, doesn't do anything. And is like, well, what are you doing? You know, well, I'm building the business. You're not building the business. You're not bringing anybody into the business. Well, I'm doing it my way. And it's like, you know, it's funny because my upline asked him, he goes, what do you mean you're doing it your way? He goes, why? There's a big event coming up. And he goes, I see that you didn't pay for the ticket, you know, to come to the event. And he says, why don't you want to come to listen to people who are actually doing it and who are making money? He goes, because I'm doing it my way. He goes, but you're not making any money doing it your way. He goes, you're not succeeding. He goes, yeah, but I'm still doing it my way. He goes, but it's not working. Why would you want to continue doing something that it's not working for you? It's all because of his ego. He doesn't want to put his ego in check. He wants to be right. You know, I had a conversation with a friend of mine, okay? We went, same thing. We went over a complaint. He refuses to talk to my upline, all because, again, he's in another business. I'm in another business, okay? All I wanted him to do, I don't want him to come into my business, okay? He doesn't want to come into my business. That's perfectly fine. You know, I don't want to come into his business. There's no problem with that. All I wanted him to do is see what's the difference in the comp plans, because what he is doing, I see in his comp plan. There's no money in what he's doing. He's insisting that there is. There's no residual income. I don't want to mention his company. I'm not trying to knock down his company by no means. And that's why I'm not mentioning my company either, okay? But there's no money in it. There's no residual income. I don't understand, why would you want to do a business that you know for a fact there's no residual income? There's such things for people who are not entrepreneurs. There's such a thing called a fast start bonus, where when you bring someone into the business, you get a huge check, or, you know, like a nice check. Sometimes the fast start could be $25, sometimes the fast start could be $400, okay? It all depends on the particular business, okay? But that's only one time. You don't get that every month. This particular business will pay you anywhere from 5 cents to $1.50 per person every month. Do you realize, all I'm going to say, again, I'm not mentioning no company, but all I'm going to say, just do the math, folks, okay? If you want to make $5,000 per month, and they're paying you 5 cents, not 50 cents, we're talking about 5 cents per person, how many people do you need to have in your organization to make $5,000 a month? 5 cents times how many to get $5,000 a month? That's all I wanted him to see, because he's a hard worker, but he didn't want to listen to me. And again, it was the ego that got into the way. It was the attitude that got into the way. I wished him luck, and I wished him a good day, okay? I don't have a problem admitting I'm wrong. If it's brought to my attention, I don't. I really don't, because you know what? If somebody's taken the time to show me that, wait a minute, you're wrong, not that they're shoving it in your face, but they're actually taking that time to show me that, hey, let me show you where you're wrong. I think that they care enough about me to show that. But again, some people take it personal, and that's okay. Now, last thing I want to mention is, can an attitude be changed? Hell yeah, an attitude can be changed, but it's your choice. You need to first realize that you have an attitude that needs to be changed. Okay, some people don't even get that far. They don't realize that their attitude needs to be changed. You have to realize that you have to have faith in yourself, and that it has to be stronger than fear, because sometimes fear gets in the way. And if fear is in your way, there's no way you're going to change that attitude, okay? You have to change your thought patterns, because if you have the same thought patterns, you're not going to change your attitude. You have to also change, you have to write a statement of purpose in order to change your attitude. You have to encourage your friends to help you with changing your attitude. They have to let you know when you have a problem with your attitude. Live one day at a time, okay? And then you have to develop good habits. And you have to continually choose to have a right attitude. So I hope that this has helped you. And again, like I said, John Maxwell, Attitude 101. It's an excellent book. And if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. We will be, or email me at secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. You could, listen to my show. Hopefully you took some notes. If not, listen to it again. If you have any questions, send me an email. I will be having a show next week, Wednesday, 9 o'clock Eastern. I don't know what the topic is, but whatever happens, it'll happen. Again, this is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach. Have an awesome day and have a great attitude. Bye-bye for now.